From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference in Havana, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke with reporters.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Havana and want a long-standing embargo advocated by Mr. Kerry and President Obama to be eliminated to stay in place. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy on Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with the rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013, a few months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters use mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. Militants are accused of using the chemical earlier this week in the town of Makmur, not far from Erbil. The gas is known as a chemical agent banned by international agreements. This is VOA News. Iraqi government this week promised sweeping reforms to fight corruption, which activists say is at the heart of the country's security crisis. We get more now from VOA's Heather Murdoch.
For weeks, protesters in Iraq sweltered through temperatures, sometimes in the 50s, demanding electricity. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi then promised widespread reforms and began firing high-level officials whom he deemed corrupt. Carnegie Middle East Center scholar Renaud Mansour says anti-corruption reforms could also help Iraq fight Islamic State by centralizing security forces.
This is a way for him to say that we need to begin to institutionalize the security sector away from what's happening now in Iraq, which is the state essentially being at the behest of different paramilitary groups.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has controlled large portions of Iraq and Syria for over a year, despite a U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package earlier on Friday. Eurogroup chairman Jorn Dijsselbloem said the bailout agreement with Athens can be impactful.
And if implemented with determination, of course it always boils down to determination, it will allow the Greek economy to return to sustainable growth.
Greece needs that money from international creditors by August the 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Chinese officials say the death toll has risen to 85 from the massive fire and explosion at a hazardous materials storage facility in the northeastern port city of Tianjin. Meantime, there are lingering concerns over the presence of dangerous chemicals, as we hear from VOA's Bill Ide.
The key concern is you know, really what's in the air and what kind of chemicals could be impacting and affecting people's health. The government says that it is safe and that the wind is blowing in the right direction. It's blowing off the smoke offshore, so it's not actually blowing back into the city. So, but there are many people who are questioning that. On the street, I saw a large amount of people wearing face masks. It seemed quite different. Even when it's very polluted here, not a lot of people wear face masks. But the number that I saw today on the streets was really quite different than anything I've seen before.
Investigators still don't know what caused the initial fire and explosion in Tianjin. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.